BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Josh, I'm 15, and I'm from Hook. You might not know this, but I can do an amazing Seal impression. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello. Thanks for introducing the show today, Josh.
Thank you.
You're from Hook, off of Hampshire.
I am.
Quite near Fleet Services, which has an interesting and varied array of outlets.
Impressive snacks at Fleet Services.
Got everything, haven't they, Josh? You ever been?
I think I have once or twice.
Yeah, it's good. Go there more often.
But that's the thing with services close to your house. They're the least likely ones you are to visit.
Yeah, true.
Like, because who needs a snack, like, less than 3 miles away from their place?
But it's a few minutes away. Go and make a day of it, Josh.
I think I will.
Do it.
I will.
It's really good, Fleet. Anyway, this Seal impression.
Yep.
That's so amazing that you won a talent show with it, apparently.
I did.
What talent show was that? Seal's Got Talent?
It wasn't the most impressive talent show, I'll be honest. It was more of like a younger year in my junior school. But it was still impressive for me at the time.
Here's an idea. I'll play the music and then you just go for it. Here we go. What are you doing?
It's like my little seal noise. It's pretty cool.
I'm playing the song now. If you just sing along.
Wait for him to start singing and then go for it.
What's the song?
What's the song?
The song.
It's Seal. Go.
Seal. Used to be a grey
and go.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't actually heard the song before.
You said you did an amazing Seal impression.
Yeah, like, no, as in, like, I got on my knees and, like, clapped and did my little Seal voice thing. I have, like, a Seal voice.
Oh, not the singer Seal?
No, not the singer Seal.
Oh, well, why did you say that? This is disappointing.
I thought you were going to do Kiss From a Rose and you just had a little coughing thing to warm up.
It's an awesome coughing thing. I did it on my knees, my claps and everything.
Well, now you've got the music, you might as well just do your Seal impression over the top of Kiss From a Rose by Seal.
I can talk while I do it. I can talk. Do you want to sing for me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What should I say?
Well, the chorus goes, "Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose." Can you do that?
I can.
Right, I'll shout now and then just go, "Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose," quite slow. Now!
Baby, I compare you to a kiss from a rose. Is that better?
It's an interesting new...
This is the best Seal impression I've ever heard.
...version of it.
Thank you very much.
Can we just hear it on its own without the music?
You can. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Baby, I come back.
You don't have to do the...
Hey, kiss from hey, rose.
Josh, you don't have to do the words anymore. I just want to hear the Seal.
Oh, okay. Just the Seal.
Yeah, just the Seal. My favourite.
This has made my day.
Bye, babe. Oh, Josh, you're brilliant.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on and introducing the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Seal. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
My fave for a while. Want to introduce the show tomorrow? Get in touch with me. Send me an email. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your name, age, fascinating facts about you and your phone number. Busy, 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 busy today. I've got Maroon 5, Moves Like Jagger coming up, Nicki Minaj, Starships, the next song we play. And at 4:30, live in this studio, Usher.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Usher.
What up, yo?
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Just walking in casually.
Hello. How are you?
Welcome.
You okay?
Welcome back.
All right.
Cool. Daddy's home.
Yep.
Yeah. We've unofficially yes. named today Daddy's Day because of your arrival.
It's good to be a daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few fans outside.
Hmm?
This is good. Do you have a name for your fans? Because you know Gaga's got her monsters and Nicki Minaj has got her barbs. What are yours called?
My barbs?
Usherettes? Or?
Usher lovers.
Usher lovers. No. We need to talk about the new song, Climax, which I've been playing a lot on this show.
Yeah.
We love it. Mm-hmm. Labyrinth was on Zane Lowe's show last night as well, okay. Singing your praises. Yeah. You and him are going to do some stuff together soon, right?
Yeah, actually, we are scheduled to work in a studio tonight.
tonight.
Yeah, man. I really think Labyrinth is really the man. I think that he's, you know, man, for the UK and what he's did with Tiny Tempa and all this, the production that he's done, I really think it's dope. And now what I'm seeing him do as an artist is incredible. So, you know, we're like family, man. After Tiny, you know what I'm saying, toured with me, it, you know, kind of opened my mind and eye up to his style of music. And I'm really looking forward to it, man. I think it's going to be dope.
So it's going to be somewhere in London.
Yeah.
At a secret location.
Yeah, I'm not telling you.
No, that's all right. So what, like...
We don't want Usher lovers out there.
Without giving away too much, what time-ish? And will you work through the night?
I'm a night owl.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we'll be working late.
Really late?
Yeah.
And is that, like, with, when you go into the studio with someone like Labyrinth, obviously you really like what he does. He knows what you do. How does that happen? Is there something written already? Is
idea? No, it's not like a play. You know what I mean? The chips will fall where they may. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a professional and incredible at what he does. And, you know, I get in and I give my inspiration and direction. And we begin to build what will become either a hit or either a record, you know, that will at least stay in the catalog and maybe eventually one day be heard.
And, like, no one knows how long that would take. It would take several sessions.
Listen, some records, like OMG, for instance, was built in, 15 minutes?
Really?
Yeah, that record was done in 15 minutes, and I cut it in about an hour. That record was produced in 15 minutes, and I cut it in an hour. So,
that's,
I mean, no pressure to any of the people. I hope Labyrinth isn't listening right now. I'm like, oh,
he's like, oh, no pressure. one of my listeners described Climax the other day as an angel sliding down a rainbow. That's your voice on that track.
I thank you.
That's good.
That's a depressed angel, though.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of high bits in the song. Obviously, we've always been aware that you can go high.
Yeah.
Are you aware of what the highest note is that you can hit?
No, I can't give you the exact key. Actually, I've been steady working on it, like, you know, steady pushing it, you know.
Have you?
Yeah.
So you could probably go higher than in Climax?
Absolutely.
Could you? Are you able to do it now?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
You can't just do it on
I'm here to talk, not to sing.
Okay. Just because people's dogs go crazy.
No, I can give you that one.
Oh.
That's what it is.
That's on the song.
Yeah.
But you did that so effortlessly.
I kind of do. I've been doing this for a while, you know.
Yeah, you have been. It's been a few years, hasn't it? Now.
Yeah, maybe a few.
Yeah. Now, you're always a bit of a style icon. You're looking sharp again today.
Thank you. And yourself too. I like it. I like the American shirt, man. That's cool.
Thank you. I tried to dress up for you.
Yeah.
Is there any point where you look at like an old photo or even one of your own videos and think to yourself, I got that look really wrong?
I mean, there's been a few times, yeah. Yeah, I think maybe...
Why did I wear that piano tie?
Yeah, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Let me tell you the cool thing about clothing. You know, it's never about the clothes. It's really about your confidence and how you feel about what you wear. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you're confident in it, I mean, you could be wearing a pink tutu. You know what I'm saying? But if you're confident, I wouldn't suggest it.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is you could be wearing a pink tutu and nipple tassels.
Yeah.
But if that's what you choose and that is your look, then I'm saying you better rock out with it.
Yeah.
You know, if you believe it, then hey, they got to believe it.
Right. But you're not going to do a video with you in nipple tassels and
never.
A pink tutu.
No.
Really?
And I don't suggest that that's your look. But I mean, if you look at artists, right, like Andre 3000.
Yeah.
Andre 3000, like, I mean, what wouldn't he wear? You know what I'm saying?
True.
And
CeeLo Green wears some pretty outrageous stuff.
There you go. But it's their confidence. The confidence that they exude, you know, speaks in volume. I mean, and that's what it's about, man. That's what the fashion statement is. But yes, there has been a few that I'm looking at like, man, what the hell was I thinking?
Can you think of any in particular, like any videos or any looks that you've been like, what was that?
I think Pop Your Collar, what I wore on Pop Your Collar, was probably one of those looks.
Remind us.
Well, you have to see the video. Actually, there's four different videos in one, but there's a club scene in Pop Your Collar, and it's a bit much.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking.
I see.
But, I mean, the beautiful part about it is... I believed it
at the time. See, I'm gonna play that song tomorrow. We have like a feature called The Wonder Years where we play like old school songs.
Okay, cool.
And that is scheduled for tomorrow to celebrate you being here today.
Cool.
So I'm gonna go and remind myself of the video tonight.
Are you gonna take pleasure in this? I think you. You're taking pleasure in this.
do artists have that with songs as well, where they think, oh, actually, I'm not that keen on that song now. Does that happen to you?
No, not really. Now, I don't listen to my music and ever say, man, what was I thinking? Because no. I know exactly what I was thinking in the moment and had more than enough time to analyze it.
Yeah.
You know, I use my music as somewhat of a diary. You know what I mean? Like what I'm feeling, what I choose to write about, or actually like a canvas, you know, an artist. You know, they may be influenced by the places or things that they see, the places they go and the things that they see or things that they feel. And it's all interpreted on a canvas, you know, in a sculpture, you know, through marble, whatever it may be, whatever their talent is. Mine is music and being able to find the music, the melody, and then, you know, place it down. Hopefully there's somebody out there who can identify with it. Hmm. And then if there isn't, at least, you know, as I look back over the years when I'm, I don't know, 60 or 50, I don't know how long I'm going to be doing this, but I'll be able to say, man, that's what I was going through at that time. Yeah. You know?
This is quite cool having like a musical diary of things that happen at events.
Yeah.
How many, back to the clothes, how many rooms in your house are just rails of clothes? Or do you have like a whole wing of clothes?
No, I got like a full room that's dedicated to my wardrobe.
And I imagine
it's a closet.
It.
It's a closet. It's a, closet, it's a full closet.
I imagine it being very neatly arranged into order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could be a little bit obsessive.
Yeah.
Obsessive compulsive. Yeah.
Do you have things that you've never worn with the tag still on?
A lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I see. I've got it quite right, haven't I? Yeah. And I bet there's a separate area for shoes, some of which haven't been taken out of the box.
No, that's not true. No,
oh, really?
I rock all my shoes, yeah. I mean, there's a few.
They are in order, aren't they?
There's a few that I have yet to wear. Now, imagine if I had all those clothes. Like, what am I, like the guy who lived in a shoe? No, it's like a ton of, yeah, it's a ton of shoes. You got to put them in order, you know what I mean? Mm.
Do you have a clear out ever of your stuff and think, really need to take these to the charity shop?
Absolutely, I do all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I tweeted a picture of like, I said it was about maybe like 200 shoes.
Really?
Just like spilling out of my closet. Yeah. It's like, man, these are far overdue. Hopefully
and now
they'll lead somebody to success.
There is somebody walking around Atlanta right now with some really fancy shoes on.
And they don't know that they're mine. That's cool, right?
It would be quite good if they advertised them as formerly ushers in the window. See, they put them in the window, wouldn't they, of Oxfam or whatever.
You know, there's some odd things that I still do that people don't know about. Like, when you were a kid, right, did you ever like stash money in the bottom of your shoe? Or like dollar, like maybe, or your mom would always suggest like, okay, I'm going to put $5 in the bottom of your shoe if you're ever lost and you need to get someone.
In case. Okay.
Right. So I actually stash $100 in some of the shoes and I just didn't feel like, man, I need to go through all these shoes and try to find those $100 bills. So somebody is probably walking right now with a $100 bill in their shoe.
And doesn't even know?
They don't even know it. And one day, they're going to look in that shoe and they're going to be like, wow, look at God. You know what I mean?
That's amazing. So would this be in the Atlanta area? I'm just trying to track it down. Where to go for my next holiday.
You need a raise, man. We need to talk to your people here.
Well,
he's good, you guys. If you're listening right now, whoever, what's your boss's name?
My big boss is called Ben.
Yeah, big boss. Big Ben. If you're listening right now,
Big Ben,
you need to give him a raise. He's looking for $100 bills in shoes. Not cool.
Yeah, it's not. I'm going around all the charity shops on the off chance. I love that. That's so good.
Yeah, man.
Because I always think, you don't live in LA, but I reckon the charity shops in LA must be really full of nice stuff that Madonna doesn't want anymore.
You know what's odd? They have some of the coolest thrift stores in Los Angeles, though. Like, yo, have you ever really? I actually thrift shop, believe it or not.
Do you?
Yeah. You find some of the coolest silhouettes ever, man, especially when you're creating a clothing line or something like that, because I've been, you know, just looking at different ideas. Like, I'll go to this. There's this one shop off of La Brea in Los Angeles called American Rag, I think is the name of it. And they have, like, this entire thrift shop area. And I go over there, and I find, like, a cool T-shirt. You know, I like the lapel on something. I mean, but this is the process you go through when you're creating a clothing line. You know, you like to find little bitty details, and then you put it in your line, you know?
Do you have to go in disguise?
No. No, 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 no.
But then
no.
You have people going, oh, look, it's Usher.
That's fine. And I sign all the autographs. And I'm the guy who talks to my fans. I like to sign autographs and take pictures. I don't mind, you know. There are a few times when it's been uncomfortable, you know, like in the bathroom, like I'm in the stall, and somebody passes a paper underneath, like, can you sign this for me, buddy?
When you're in the...
Yo, I'm really? Kind of busy over here.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Yes, in the bathroom.
Somebody passes a note.
Somebody passed a note,
That's awful.
It was awful.
That is terrible.
The Scott
Mills Daily. You know what, that bit when you get the fans up on stage and you sing with them? Do you ever think to yourself, this is just another night on the tour for me? For me, this is something they will probably remember for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, you know...
And when the person comes up to you, when the person gets picked, what are they like? By the time they get to you, are they
it's
shaking?
It's never routine.
Is it not?
It's never routine. No, when I bring an audience member to the stage, a fan to the stage, right? It's really for that moment. It's really intended to be for her, you know, to really enjoy this moment. And I'm actually allowing everybody is able to kind of vicariously live through her experience. Everybody in the audience, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Are they normally shaking?
Yeah, of course.
Crying, shaking.
I mean, if not, you know, because I'm standing in front of her, there's like 30,000 people behind her, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's quite stressful, but quite fun at the same time.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners have put your albums on in the background when they're kissing and stuff. You must be responsible for a lot of quite happy couples. Do you get fan mail from people saying, your album made us fall in love?
Oddly enough, I've not had... I do. Yes, I do. But and you would assume that maybe that would be the inspiration. That would be the inspiration to name their child Usher.
Yeah.
There's not been many Ushers.
No.
Thank
that hasn't
God.
Worked. But I also, on the other side, I know at least two people have been dumped to burn.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know.
It's the song.
And you know
background.
What? That one could be taken the wrong way, too, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Burn could actually be taken bad. You know, I've actually heard a few jokes that didn't go so well with the burn.
Oh,
thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Ow.
We'll just leave it there.
Do you know what
This is BBC, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You know what? I'm still totally obsessed with the Justin Bieber movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen it like 4 times.
Absolutely. And is that why you're wearing those BB Usher... what is that? Is that Justin Bieber underwear? Whoa!
Justin Bieber underwear.
Wow!
Oh, how can you see that? There's that really cool bit where Justin is in the voice booth recording and you come in and say, look, you're watching history now. How convinced were you when that was happening that that was going to be huge? Totally confident?
Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't have invested my time and focus and attention on her helping to harness and nurture his talent. You know what I mean? And there really wasn't much teaching that needed to be done because he was already a student. And all I had to do was basically lead him to water and he would drink. You know what I'm saying? And give him an opportunity to sing and show his talent. And the one thing I always said to him, you got to keep this guitar in your hand and you got to continue to play and continue to write. So this new album that he's going to work on, it's going to be a lot more of his influence in it.
Do you still buy Justin presents?
Absolutely. You know I do.
I know you bought him a car. What else has he got from you?
He's got a few things from me. You know, I try to be the cool uncle. You know what I mean? Like, I try to culture Justin. You know what I'm saying? Just to give him, like, you know.
Hi, I'm Usher. Here's your house.
I gave him some modern art for his birthday. You know what I mean? Gave him a Lori Rockin necklace. Gave him a cross piece. I don't know if you... Do you art collect?
Not so much, Usher, no.
Okay, well, I gave him a cross piece. It was like a statue. And I gave him some clothes and some few things. I mean, often, at times, I'll just kind of do like a... Like, if I see a few things, I just kind of have my stylist or whatever, like, yo, pull these things and send them to Justin.
I love that.
Yeah.
And what's he got you back?
Wow.
Come on, it can't be just one way here, Usher.
You know what? I think there are many parents out there who feel the same way that I do in this situation.
You got nothing.
No, actually, I get the joy of being able to, you know, watch him go out there and kill the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But no presents.
Yeah, not many. You know what I mean?
No.
I've actually...
Not that it's all about presents.
Not that it's all about presents, but, you know, I got a birthday coming up this year. So,
I think I'm going to speak to him quite soon on this show, so I'll remind him that it's your birthday. When is your birthday?
October the 14th.
Let me just write that down.
So he's got time to figure it out, right?
October the 14th. He's got a while, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Obviously, in America at the moment, the British boy bands are invading. Are you aware of One Direction?
One Direction and the Wanted and...
The Wanted and all that. One Direction have just gone number one in the States with their album, debut album. First time a British group has done that.
Yeah.
Have you heard their songs at all?
First time that it's been done since... Who?
For a British group it's ever happened.
Ever?
Not with their debut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even the Beatles?
No. I think that was their fourth album or something that happened on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what do you think why do you think that's happening at the moment? Do you think it's because the US doesn't really have boy bands at the moment?
I think that there's an audience for it, you know, and maybe, you know, it is their talent. I mean, that could be it, you know. A hit record definitely leads you a long way. And, you know, because there is an audience, they're waiting. You know, all you have to do is basically fill it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're doing good.
Yeah, good for them. I'm happy, man.
Now, at the moment, we're doing this thing for Sport Relief where people are running a mile. This is for charity, which a lot of people are doing in the UK this weekend. Becky, are you there?
I am, yes.
Becky's not running. She's walking.
Shh.
You can watch this on the Radio 1 website.
I'm running.
Would it help if you had some kind of inspiration from Usher?
Yes, because at the moment I'm doing...
Well, let me tell you what you're doing. You're going nowhere fast.
Are you right there, Becky?
You're on the treadmill going nowhere fast right now. But don't you reach that climax. You better keep it up. There you go. There you go. Going nowhere fast. We've reached the... What mile? How many miles?
Oh, God, no. No, she's going a bit fast now.
Okay, don't fall.
Don't fall off. Oh, no, her hands are going crazy.
I hope she didn't fall.
Oh, no, don't fall. On the Radio 1 website.
She can't talk. Actually, she cannot multitask. Leave her alone. Let's let her concentrate.
She can't talk to us at the same time. Wow.
Becky, you keep it up.
Are you okay there now, Becky?
I'm all good. I've got a cake.
Okay.
Oh, excellent. Good. Running with cake.
You're running with cake?
You need to keep your energy levels up.
Excellent. Okay, that wouldn't be my idea of nutrition, but okay, cool, do it.
There was a moment there where
Let's give her something else to eat. What else we got up there?
I think she just run maybe at the moment. She is. Usher, it's a pleasure for you to come and see us today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was good fun. Becky, I don't think she can. She'd love to talk to you, but she can't because she's running.
She couldn't keep it together.
There was that little bit.
Some
there
people can't multitask. It's hard, you know, to run and sing and
she
walk.
Had the panic treadmill hands for a second there of like, I'm gonna fall off. And do you have an album coming soon? Is that next?
Pretty soon the album is coming. I want to tell everybody that's listening right now to go to my website, usherworld.com. I have not officially given the name of the album and the date.
Okay.
But you can go there and get it. And if you follow me on Twitter, if you actually do Twit, I mean, it's a cool thing to do for those of you who don't do it yet.
Yeah.
You can keep, you know, stay abreast of what I'm doing and what I'm talking about and what we're working on in terms of this album. I will be working with Tiny on this album, if there is.
Wow.
Yeah, we actually did some stuff in Los Angeles. So that is my, you know, British connection.
Love it.
And also tonight working with Labyrinth. So I'll be tweeting.
All night?
Yeah, we'll be working in the studio.
Yeah.
So I'll be tweeting about it. You guys go to my Twitter, Usher Raymond IV.
I tell you what would really help, if you could just do a Daddy Wants You to Run, Becky, that would really speed her up.
Sure, how should I do it?
Just a Daddy, you know, like in Usher style.
Should I say Daddy?
Daddy Wants You to Run. No, just do it like your voice.
Daddy. Okay, I'm saying, Becky, Daddy Wants You to Run.
No, still not speeding up. Anyway, Usher.
Becky, Daddy Wants You to Run.
Okay, she's running. Yeah, that's good. It's good. Thank you, Usher. It's just
there
gone.
She goes. Oh, all right. Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I really like Usher.
He's really nice.
Yeah, really nice.
Really nice.
He's a right dude, isn't he?
He is a
proper cool.
He is a dude. Chris, were you slightly confused by the handshake as he left?
Yeah, I wasn't.
It's a new one.
Well, he clicked.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
It was like the bend and snap of handshakes. It was like, how do you do that?
Like, I think I styled it out, though. I did try and throw a click in at the end.
You did, but it did that thing, you know, where it doesn't quite click, and it's like, whoa. You know when your fingers kind of miss?
Yeah.
That's what happened to me, and they just rub together. not as cool.
But if that's his gimmick, you shouldn't be doing it as well, should you?
Yeah, you have to do it back.
Do you?
Those are the R&B rules.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you to Usher for coming in. Did it give you any encouragement at all, or make you feel better that he was... singing Climax to you while you were on the treadmill?
Yes it did, because do you know what, I sped up to 8 at one point in the hope that it would stop.
I did think you were
no offence to Usher, but it is a bit disconcerting if you're trying to run the Sport Relief Mile and you've got someone going, go on Becky, do it for daddy.
Sorry if I put you in that position, I just thought it'd be funny.
And he was bang up for eating my cake, and then all of a sudden he's talking in my ear.
Who'd have thought when you came to work this morning you'd be eating a muffin on a treadmill whilst Daddy Usher was going, come on, Becky, do it for Daddy. That's a weird day, isn't it?
I love my job.
It's weird, but it's good. And also, we need to get down to some charity shops in Atlanta.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, the flight will be expensive, but think about it.
Well, do you know what? The savings in clothes will probably make up the difference.
We just need to scour every single charity shop in that city, Atlanta, Georgia, A-Town, as he calls it, because it'll be full of Usher's shoes with $100 bills in.
That's A-Town.
That's, hello?
I only just clocked that.
What? Peace up! A-Town down! That.
Right.
That's okay. A-Town, Atlanta, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, welcome along. Oh, love him. Yeah, anyway, there's loads of shoes with $100 bills in. I might start doing that with my underwear.
What?
Right, so I could do like an underwear range at, I don't know, Save the Children, one of the charity shops. Marie Curie, maybe. Where it's not my actual underwear range, it's just one pants that I've worn.
But you're going to put money in your underwear?
Over the years.
Is that what you're saying?
I could probably stuff a fiver in there. What do you think? Do they accept worn pants?
No, I don't think they do.
Oh, well, that's that flaw then, isn't it?
What about T-shirts and stuff? You could do like
more
shoes or...
Yeah, well, I'm not putting $100 in.
Not
the pants, no?
No.
Okay. It was just an idea. But obviously not a very good one. Don't look at me like that.
No, I'm just still thinking why on earth you'd want to give your used pants to a charity shop, especially with money stuffed in.
It's 5:20. You know, like David Beckham's got his own ones.
Yeah, I know he's got his own pants, but they're not used by him when you buy them in the box.
Are they not?
No.
Oh, I thought he'd worn them.
No.
Oh.
I wonder what you were going on about.
Oh, right, I thought he'd worn...
Yeah, you like design pants.
Did you think that as well?
Well, no, but you went and bought some of them the other day, you were telling me.
That is even worse!
No, not only did I buy some, thinking that, I also bought some jogging bottoms. I've been had.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, people, it's Tap End time on Radio 1. I was thinking about this. We should put some kind of time capsule in the ground with 24 years in the Tap End in it. And I think in the years to come, you know, people will dig it up and look at it and think, wow, that was what life was like in 2012.
Yeah.
And the 24 years before it, obviously.
I like the idea of a Scott Mills time capsule.
We should do it.
Where will we bury it?
What else will we put in there? Some of your teeth?
Chappers.
Some of my
chappers?
Teeth.
You can't put chappers and you can't put real people in time capsules.
Yeah, you can have a selection of my teeth from over the years.
Yeah.
You could put a poster from the musical, couldn't you? That'd be nice.
Yeah. You could bung Laura's diary in there as well.
PR4L.
Got quite a lot. Stop putting people in there.
Lloyd.
Weirdo. It'll be like when you watch that old footage off the 50s.
And everyone spoke like that.
Only ours will be like, Roddo. If you've never heard this before, this is my friend Chris's autobiography that he is writing, just documenting some of the great things that have happened in his life. Where are we at?
I thought we'd go to the 9th year at the Tap End, if you're keen.
Okay.
Proper old school.
And what year would this have been?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. That's maths. So I was born in 1987, so 9 years after that. Again, complicated maths there, isn't it?
1996. Yeah. 1996.
96, Scott.
Cool.
Ready?
Ready.
What?
Are you ready?
I'm just having a bit of chocolate. I like to relax and listen to Tap End with a bit of chocolate and a cup of tea, so you can wait for me to finish my chunk or you can just carry on.
All right, well,
I'll say I'm ready.
Right, ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
I loved playing football for my local team in Pinner. Although we had a dodgy sponsor and weren't the best, it was fun all the same.
Who was the sponsor?
The Middlesex Machines. I know, it's annoying, wasn't it?
We talked about this before, haven't we?
Yeah. In fact, we hadn't won a game in the last 11 matches we had played, and questions were beginning to be asked about our manager. As we continued through the season, the bribes and incentives to win got greater and greater, to the point where he offered a Mackie D's for each of us if we finally won a game.
The manager did?
Yeah.
This is the kid manager, isn't it? In like the big old sheepskin coat and hat.
Yeah.
He's only like 11.
No, it's not like Bugsy Malone, Becky. I keep trying to explain my life.
You've done this one before, like with about the sex machines, and then there's the mini manager.
No, it's not a mini manager.
He's not allowed to smoke a fat cigar, so he's got like some little sweet ones.
They were always good, those candy sticks.
Yeah, that's what he was smoking.
It did make you think you were cool.
Yeah.
So there he is going, Big Macs for everyone.
It wasn't. He was a proper adult. It was on the 12th game, with this in mind, that I scored the winner against Rainers Lane FC. And sitting with my Happy Meal and toy, this was a day to be proud. We didn't win again that season, but that year, that Mackie D's got plenty of use, as number one destination for kids' birthday parties. Old school birthday parties were the one, always involving paper invites being handed out at school, some kind of event with food, and a party bag. The Hut was a popular destination for pizza-related parties, its main perk being the ice cream factory, which would get rinsed.
They had an ice cream factory?
Yeah.
Please tell, have you never had that?
No.
At that restaurant? I'm not even sure they still do it, but it's basically, you know, like with drinks, you get free refills?
Yeah.
With this, you had unlimited access to Mr. Whippy type ice cream thing, and then a bowl, and you could go as many times as you want. You've got like jelly sweets, you've
Sprinkles,
got like chocolate.
No.
You
I've
can
never
shove anything.
This.
It's like a parent's worst nightmare because I'm sure like all the kids go.
But I went there for my 12th birthday.
Yeah.
Why didn't they have it? They would have had it then.
No. I don't think it was invented. When
what,
was it?
Ice
it was like
cream?
Late 90s.
We had- Shut up.
But Mackey D's parties were a laugh. There were certain party games that were standard. Sleeping lions and musical chairs were good examples.
Yes.
Where'd you play that? In a burger restaurant? You just go random. That's like planking, isn't it?
There's always a little party section.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm gutted. I've never had a birthday at a fast food restaurant.
I have, but not until I was 30.
I can't believe you did
You had
this.
Your 30th yeah. at fast food.
At the same one, yeah.
This is the thing. I need to do it. I've
we
never
had face
had
painting.
You're not allowed.
We should have one for you at the cottage.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Or Dallas. I'm up for that.
Or FKC.
Yeah.
Any of those.
One of the royal chicken places.
Yes.
I always like them by
Eat
royal
like
appointment.
Eat like a king.
I would love that.
Yeah, but the burger one, there was always a party area. How can you not have seen it? Every now and then, even now when I go there, I sit in the little kids' No, what I mean is I sit in that area just because it's nicely decorated and there's different seats.
And mini chairs.
Yeah, and mini chairs. None of these parties were complete without tears and cheating, but that was all part of the fun. The best thing about these parties, though, was that as birthday boy, you could choose one other person to accompany you on a tour of the kitchen. This was a big deal, and as soon as the paper invites went out, people started campaigning to be that plus one. This would generally go to the best mate, but the person chosen to inherit this role would change a few times in the run-up to the party. Looking back, the tour of the kitchen was incredible, and you got a free ice cream at the end. They wouldn't let me make any burgers or deep-fat fry some chips, though, which I thought was a letdown.
Did you ask?
Of course. But you get a quite comprehensive tour of the kitchen.
Mm.
Other popular parties at this time of the tap end included Laser Quest, which was always a good laugh. Apart from the cowards that covered their senses with hands.
Oh, I did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't stand people like you. Running around, that is me trying to get my points, and you're there with your hand over your senses.
Over the sensor, yeah.
Wow, me right up.
Sorry.
You know what I mean, Becky?
No, I've
there.
Never done it. I've done paintballing, but I've never done that.
What did you do as a child? For parties and that.
So parties in the house,
like or in the farms or something.
In the farms.
Well, Somerset, isn't it? Like,
no, people live in normal houses. They don't all have farms.
They just had tea and cakes in the conservatory, Chris.
Is that what they did?
Have a conservatory.
Was it like crumpets?
You've
and
got
that?
To remember, like the McDonald's would have been like 10 miles away. The Laser Quest would have been in Bristol, so that's like 30-40 miles away.
Could have got the tractors there though. Bowling parties, which generally would involve the bumpers being down. And my favourite of all, parties in sports halls. These parties were boss. There would always be a bouncy castle and football going on. Even the dads would get involved. Mums would generally gather around the food table, sorting party food and preparing the party bags for later.
So the lads played football and the girls just did cooking?
Well, no, the girls were on the bouncy castle, but the mums all gathered around the food table. On nearly every one of these parties, the dads would get too involved in the football. The situation would get lively and someone would kick a football that would knock over the food tables. Another standard problem with these parties was people getting carried away on the bouncy castle. After beasting a football around for half an hour, I was keen for a bounce. And running up the ramp on the bouncy castle, I dived head first, colliding strongly with Alex Johnson's little sister. I completely wiped her out. And she burst into tears.
What was it, like a head clash? They're the worst.
I was mid-air when I went into her.
Oh.
The dad went ballistic with me, and she told me she hated me. Ironically, I saw her in Watford a few weeks ago, and it was weird to think I once tackled her. She's going out with a footballer seemingly now, and I'm sure I saw her flinch when she caught me staring at her.
You never forget that.
What, being tackled?
No.
On a bouncy castle. I went in hard. I'm not joking. I was mid-air.
She gets tackled all the time now. Right.
True.
What do you mean by that?
She's going out with a
footballer, isn't it?
Oh, Scott does football jokes.
Well, he knows what a tackle is. The most disappointing one that year was Ben Cowell's party, who was taking a bold move by having a sleepover for his birthday bash. This was a terrible shout, None of us were planning to sleep, and it meant that his poor mum had to provide us with all the entertainment.
I thought that was more of a girl thing, a sleepover. Am I wrong?
Agreed. Agreed.
What'd you do, stay up all night watching Little Mermaid?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we were given free access to the TV, but the plan was that we would stay awake. As
Pocahontas?
A nine-year-old... Well, I don't know, Becky. I can't remember, really.
No, that's the film.
What do girls do to watch...
What activity?
I don't think I did Pocahontas.
Andrew.
We all watched the film, and his mum provided us with a small cup of popcorn each. And then it came to his mum trying to put us to bed. None of us were keen, and we were all sharing a room. And on tucking Ben Cowell into bed, his mum made a massive blunder, calling him her gorgeous little cupcake.
Oh, no!
And reminding him that if he needed to, he should run to the toilet. We all knew what that meant, and even at that age, I struggled to sleep that night. Sleepovers at that age are not the one. I must rate his mum for the party bag, though, which, as well as the standard slice of cake and naff puzzle, also contained 6 packets of football stickers each.
She went in hard.
It was a right result with the party bag. I do miss birthday parties of the past. I think someone should create a show for CBBC like Come Dine With Me, but with old-school birthday parties.
Great idea.
Ben Cowell's, I'd give a 6, mainly because of the quality of party bag. Old-school birthday parties were better before drink was introduced at the age of 18. Then, if I'm honest, parties got a little less interesting. Someone should combine the two. You don't see groups of lads playing Sleeping Lions in the pub. Maybe in the future, I will set up a party company to facilitate this.
So that'd be quite good. So you kind of incorporate all the old ideas from kids' parties.
Yeah.
But make it, you know, for adults.
Yes.
That's not a good idea in my... experience, because I did try and do that once already.
Well, it's your birthday coming up.
Yeah, but I hired a bouncy castle once and it wasn't that long ago. No, but someone popped it with their stiletto. Just went
God,
wrong.
Who did you have round?
Girls in high heels.
Where'd you get them from?
I know it's sounding like I am a bit Hugh Hefner, but anyway, it was a while ago now.
But you do say you put the Wonder Years in a dressing gown, and now I just imagine there'd been bunnies all about when you do it as well.
Actually, the downstairs bit of my house would be quite good.
Yes, it
in
would.
In a kind of budget Playboy mansion. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's just like a large open plan room, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which you could do anything with.
All the bunnies could be there.
There's room for a hot tub in there.
I think I'm busy for the birthday this year, but maybe next time.
Would you not go in a hot tub with me?
No, I would not.
Why not?
Why not?
I don't know. It's just a bit weird. You don't go in hot tubs with people from work.
I think it's fine. What do you think?
I'm all right with that.
Are you keen?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
No, like, really?
Would you go swimming with me?
I would find it a bit weird.
So you're saying there's certain things that you wouldn't do with us?
Yeah.
Swimming being one of them.
Yeah.
Being in a hot tub, the other.
Swimming, I probably would go swimming, yeah, if we were doing lengths.
Pocahontas?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Zane.
Hi, Scott.
Are you excited about me talking
to
Justin Bieber?
It stinks in here.
Of
food. What are you eating?
Chicken.
Some noodles.
Chicken.
Noodles.
Chicken.
Chicken. I'm a finger-licking winner.
Hey.
Right, am I running?
Are you running? I don't know. You tell me.
I haven't got any running shoes or nothing. I'm just like literally, you know, jeans and Vans.
Oh, you mean on the treadmill. Barack Obama's on at the moment.
Barack Obama's on at the moment?
Is on, yeah. Just a little thumbs up there.
Yeah.
See. You can't see any screens, but he is.
Okay. Well, you could say anybody's running right now. Oh, I see, right.
Yeah, there he is.
Two thumbs up. Yeah.
And the White House there. Do you fancy a little run in a minute?
Huh?
Sport Relief, fancy a run on there?
I'm ready to go. Should I go up now?
Do you want to go?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Right. Barack Obama, get off. Zane Lowe is coming up. He's going to do a little run on the Sport Relief treadmill. I like that. It says, who's running? Obama. Who are they? Doing it for the kids.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Zane Lowe, are you on the treadmill?
I am on the treadmill.
How's it going?
It's going good.
How fast are you going?
6.9.
How far have you gone?
7.0.
Why are you wearing a policeman's hat?
7.1. 7.2.
You...
7.3.
This is a massive error, by the way, everybody on the website. It says, who's running? Zane Lowe on the screen. Who are they? Kiwi legend. They put the flipping Sydney Opera House behind you.
That's just insulting.
That is insulting. That's not anywhere near New Zealand.
It's a lovely building.
It is a great building.
It's
an
architectural feat.
It really looks like you are having a lovely time there in Sydney.
Not far removed. Ooh, a bit of feedback.
Mm, yeah. Okay, well, you keep 7.4. Oh, he's going up and up and up.
7.5.
Watch it on the website now. Zane Lowe in a policeman hat, looking a little bit like one of the village people.
I was going to say, why does he look like one of those policemen that turn up at ladies' parties?
Yeah, he looks like one of the... Oh, there he goes. He just threw the hat at the camera.
So, 0.19 of a mile.
You're doing well. Keep it up.
Have to go.
This is the warm-up for Sport Relief. I'll leave you to it, Zane. Oh, he's in a desert now. It's clever how they do that, isn't it? It's on green screen, I think. Or is he in an actual desert? Who can say? On the Radio 1 website now, loads of people run in for Sport Relief. It's the warm-up before maybe you do it in a town or city near you this Sunday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jessie J on Radio 1. Yes, I'm an actual DJ. Scott, are you on the treadmill?
Yes, I am.
You need to move the microphone away from your face because you're very sweaty and it's affecting the sound quality.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
So, how are you getting on?
All right, yeah. I tried to wear a wig a minute ago. That wasn't good. Because
are you a bit out of breath?
Yeah. Because it just kept falling in my eyes and I couldn't see. Hello. Hi. It says that I'm captain of the ship if you look at the Radio 1 website.
Why did you ask for that?
I didn't ask for that. What's going on now, please?
We're
going
to do Dear Scott, if that's all right. Are you all right to participate?
Me? Seriously.
Okay. Here we go.
Yep.
Off to Cavendish Square for throat massage. Then I'm free from 4. Anyone about for lunch? X. Shane Ward.
What? Shane Ward?
What is that? Factor. Do you know what? I think that's a tweet that might have got into Dear Scott by mistake.
Actually, I think I saw him tweet that the other day. Basically, you can have a throat massage now if you're a singer. Actually, I quite like that. Even
off
I'm not
to Cavendish Square for throat massage. Then I'm free from 4. Anyone about for lunch?
What?
X. Shane Ward.
It's definitely him off X Factor. Off of That's My Goal.
What, on the outside? They just rub your Adam's apple a bit?
I think so, yeah. I quite fancy it myself. Anyone else knows how to get one? This is quite hard. Next.
Yeah.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, etc. Subject. Naked man in swimming pool.
Oh. Yes, please, more. Okay,
yeah.
The other day, I was leisurely swimming lengths of the pool when, in the lane next to me, I saw what could have only been a fully naked man swimming front crawl. However, a few lengths later, I realised that he was not in fact naked. It was just my poor eyesight without my glasses on that couldn't distinguish between his flesh and the very pale pink swimming shorts he was wearing.
Oh.
Also, the strings to his shorts were very unfortunately placed. Just thought you'd like to hear this story. Love you. Emma, off of Surrey.
You carry on, I can't speak.
That is what I love about Dear Scott, is random stuff like that.
Yeah.
Also, why would you buy flesh-coloured swimming...
That's nude again, isn't it? And I have a problem with nude.
I think that's good.
Nude underwear, I think, is okay, because then you can't see it under your clothes.
No,
I agree.
Still wrong.
But nude swimwear, that's just weird. You want to freak people out.
Just because it's called nude, that's where it starts, the problem for me. Don't like it. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, the PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. Just thought you'd be interested/impressed to know that I've been ill off school for the past 3 days and have listened to, I've calculated, up to 10 hours straight of the Scott Mills Daily Podcasts, along with 3 Leonardo DiCaprio films, thinking smiley. Anyway, it got me thinking, do you or any of the team ever listen to yourselves back on podcasts? Love you all, and thank you for making me smile. Emily, off of Sussex. XOXOXOXOXO.
XOXO.
P.S. Becky, I've met Kate and Wills. P.P.S. I've also kissed Zac Efron at the HSM3 premiere.
OMG.
Right. Well, be jealous about Kate and Wills. Do I ever listen to the podcast? Yes, sometimes, and I lol.
Do you laugh at your own jokes? Can I just say, by the way, if people are wondering why you sound so weird...
I'm on a treadmill.
Scott's on a treadmill upstairs in the office, and if you want to have a look at him, you can go on the Radio 1 homepage, and he's there sweating it out in all his glory. Not in all his glory, you know what I mean.
Yeah. No one wants to see that.
How are you getting on? Are you all right?
Yes, all right. Thanks. Just carry on next.
Yeah.
Hi, Scott. A quick observation for you. I've noticed on BBC's Homes Under the Hammer that they play songs associated with what they've said. So if they ask the people how they like living in a flat, they'll play M People, Moving On Up.
Yes.
If they say, you've been living life in a box recently, they'll play the song Living in a Box.
Yep.
It is very annoying. Jake.
A bit obvious, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Do you think we should do that more on our show?
What, just play songs more relevant to the situation?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to have to slow down. I can't speak and
run. What speed are you on at the moment?
Oh, about four.
Four? That's walking pace.
No, it wasn't. I'm walking now. Oh. Do you know Romeo, if it's so solid, just walks the whole thing earlier?
Do you want us to turn up the music for you?
What?
Turn up the music.
Oh, yes.
God.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Sorry, when I was on the treadmill, I didn't get it. You asked me if I wanted to turn up the music, and then the track was called Turn Up the Music by Chris Brown, Homes Under the Hammer style. We need to watch this more often, actually. Ketta's been on, saying that it's absolutely true. I've never really watched it, or it's kind of been on in the background, you know. She says, somebody said happy home once, something like, yeah, we just want to have a happy home. As soon as they said that, Tupac comes on, make this house a happy home. Like, whatever situation you're in, they'll find a song to match. We should definitely do it more on this as well. Oh, it's quite hard, that. I can see why you were so red-faced earlier now.
Thanks very much.
That's all right. It's quite hard to do Dear Scott on a treadmill. Thanks if you watched. And thanks to the geek that just said you've just got that straight out of a packet. You could have ironed some of the creases from the shirt first. Thanks, Phil, for that.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio